Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm at Neocon, second day of the show on the seventh floor, and I'm with John Wu in the Ava space. John, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Kim?
I'm good. Last time we talked, we were in Shanghai, and you were just announcing an expansion in your large manufacturing facility there in the SPC category, right?
Yes, that was just over 2 months ago.
So things are going well. Are you in production yet or still?
No, we're in the middle of construction right now. We think towards the end of the year, beginning of next year, we'll have production up and running. Mm-hmm. So,
well, we're here in a space. This is a novelty for you. First time Ava, the brand, has been at Neocon. Talk about the strategy behind that decision.
Yeah, Ava, as you know, is the brand we go to commercial marketplace. So Neocon has always been an important show for us. For the last few years, we haven't had a chance to secure a booth here. So this year, for the first time, we're able to secure a very nice booth, very nice section of the exhibition on the seventh floor. So we said, let's jump at it. And so as you can see, it's a fairly big space. It's a first-time exhibitor, but we're here for the long haul. So very excited. Yeah.
You actually ride across the hall from where Armstrong was last year. They're not here. You are here. So tell me about the conversations you're having when the A&D people come in here. I guess you need to tell them a little about, too, Ava and Novalis is, right?
Yeah, so the Ava brand has been in the market for about 5 years now. So we have sort of a recognition within the marketplace. Clearly, coming to Chicago and coming to Neocon allow us to meet more new designers. So with us being an LVT manufacturer that goes straight from our manufacturing facility into the U.S. with our own stock, an end-to-end strategy. So it's quite interesting for a lot of designers to say, hey, these guys has their own manufacturer. They have inventory here. They have a good support team in place. Of course, we've always pride ourselves in bringing some of the very nice design, very innovative design to the market. So that's also generated quite a bit of interest.
You know, A&D, what they really want is they want you to give them the components that they can modify or piece together to give their client a unique look. So, I mean, you kind of have to approach this market a little differently, don't you?
Absolutely. It's very different than residential marketplace, like when we go to wholesale distribution, because you really have to have a breadth of designs. Also, really different solutions. I think that's probably number one thing that architects and designers are looking for now. Okay, I like the design option, but, what are the application options I can have? Where can I put the stuff, and what kind of installations should I use? So this requires a strong technical team and good marketing behind the brand to support it. I think many architects and designers are recognizing that we, Ava by Novalis, is a company that they can trust and do that with. So. Mm-hmm.
And they also are interested in the components, the materials that go into the products, and you score well there as well.
Absolutely.
Right?
Being Neocon, sustainability is the number one thing, yeah. So we've always prided ourselves to be at the forefront of it. We're very transparent in the material we use. We have the clear label, we have HPD, we have EPDs. Everything is emission, very low emission products, so low VOC. Floor score certified, green guy go. I mean, we do all of them. So, but it gives the architect designer the security, the comfort that, okay, they're specifying a product that's going to be healthy and sustainable for the long run.
So I'm looking at the space here and I'm seeing the concrete look. That's a smart move because we are estimating now in the corporate office environment about 15% of what's being used now is concrete. So you've got a great looking concrete product here. You've also got a European oak here at the very front. You've done a good job at hitting some of the styles that are popular, right?
Yeah, and every year we've always come up with what we think the designer architect likes in the U.S. marketplace particularly. Like you said, concrete is very popular. It's actually a very global trend. We used to call this tile design actually more driven by concrete than real stones. I mean, so it is quite nice. And wood is getting more and more realistic, a little bit quieter because people want a more comfortable place, not so noisy and loud. So we see that coming through. So this year, we're launching three new product ranges for different segments of the market. The first one is called Two Style. It's a refresh of our previous style collection, but now also available as an SPC with IXPE backing. So this is a overall 4.2mm product with an 8mm wear layer that we see a huge trend going into the multifamily refurbishment space. The second product is called Ava Reserve. It's a brand new collection of SPC products we launched to the market, Richard Core product with the IXPE back as well. But these come in very large size format. The biggest we have is a 9x72. So a product that's taller than me. And the other two wood species are coming as 7x60. They are all color coordinated, so you can actually do mix and match within those wood species. And in addition to that, we're doing 4 18x36 concrete look. Concrete in commercial spaces are getting more and more popular, as you said. So this is very well received right now. And the final collection we put together is called Avaverse. It's a loose laid tile collection that is a play on the traditional fiber woven design, but has a little less directionality so that the architect designer doesn't have an overall floor look. Instead, they can do mix and match that allows them to pop in a fresh color somewhere or use it more as a neutral space as well. Loose lay in a 10x40 format, which is very easy to mix and match. Works really well with carpet tile. 10x40 essentially is a 25x1 meter plank. So it works very well. So we're getting very good response from it because of the color we designed.
One last topic I've got to talk to you about, just because it's the one that everybody's tuned into, are these tariffs and the fact that we're waiting to see when exactly or if the tariff will go from 10 to 25%. So there's a G20 meeting, I know, that's going to take place between the President of China and President Trump. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, nobody likes a tariff.
Yeah, right.
And some of us have already raised prices to support it because nobody can absorb that kind of tariff into their own pricing. So this was a surprise because everybody was expecting the extra 15% not to be in place as short as a month ago. And suddenly it's putting now back into play. Now, the June 15 date is still now the date where they will start executing this. But the G20 summit is a week after. So it's unclear where it's going to land. But I think regardless of what's happening in the G20 summit, it will be a short-term measure. These are all political tactics that help each country to secure their own place in the global market. So I think it will be short-term pain. But it will go away in 2-3 months. So.
Well, if we go to school on what happened with Mexico, we got right up to the day of, and it went away. So perhaps we'll see that. It'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah. And we all know tariff is not helping any business.
So, yeah, exactly. Well, congratulations on being here at NeoCon, the first time in the Ava space. Again, been talking to John Wu, a co-owner with Novalis, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.